Good morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here in for Dave Berry. It's 6:16 on Monday morning.
Hello.
God, what a shambles the show's been already. First link of the show. Are you all right, Matt?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Headphones working, are they?
Yeah, nothing to draw attention to here.
Okay, good. 10 seconds of that last song, Emma. 10 seconds left on that last song. Right, and Matt goes, some earphones aren't working.
Yeah. Well, you don't normally check until then, do you? Yeah.
No, I don't. Very free and easy, this show, which I kind of like. Anyway.
I think some engineers have been in.
Oh, what have they done this time? Goodness me.
Messing around with stuff.
I'm a stickler for tradition, so let's take the register of the show. Emma Jones in the booth of truth, good morning.
Hello, present.
Producer Scarlett, good morning.
Morning.
Producer Mark, good morning.
I'm going to hazard a guess that you've
said
hello to me, because I don't have a pair.
His headphones
are Has Mark given you his headphones? Yeah, look at the sacrifice he's made. He's so good, isn't he?
Well, you can hear him, because you're in the same room as
me. Yeah, you're next to me. You're next to me. Painfully close to me, if anything. Matt Dyson, good morning. Stop wittering on.
Present, yes.
Well, it's been a bit shambles on air, but it's been a shambles off air so far, my working day, because earlier, right, we got to this floor, we're on the third floor of One
you
Golden Square.
You upset an 80s pop star.
I didn't upset him. Shush, right. Got into this onto the third floor, right, Emma, and you know when you get out of the lift opens and you look straight into a studio, don't you? Straight into a studio. I saw my friend James, who's a producer on one of our sister stations within the Bauer family, Greatest Hits Radio. Give it a listen. It's a brilliant listen.
You may have heard of it.
Shout recently. Out to Ken Bruce. Can't wait to bump into him in the kitchen.
That Radio 2 show was a great advert for Greatest Hits, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's why they had to get rid of him.
You've got to stop that. Saw into the studio. Saw my friend James in there, right? And the big window in the studio makes you see pretty much all of the studio. I thought he was in there on his own.
Yeah.
I burst in and went, oi, oi! Martin Kemp was stood there.
I let him in the building this morning.
Did you?
Claim to fame.
Let's get him on.
A brush with Martin Kemp.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
I felt really embarrassed. He looked to me like I was an obsessed fan. I'm here to see my friend James, not you.
Your security.
He was very pleasant, though. Very, very pleasant, I've got to say. Shout out to Martin Kemp.
Yeah, please.
Don't go to Greatest Hits, don't go to Radio 2. Any other radio stations we can mention? Anyone else?
No,
Magic?
Radio Jackie.
Radio Jackie! No, but I can't stress this enough. Please do stay here.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Looking to add some colour to your home? Shop the huge range of paint. Right now, get two for £29 on Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion.
Be house proud with Wix.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Hello. It's a Monday morning right now. 6th of March today. 6th of March already.
Yeah.
2023 is the year. It's 6:30 right now. We want to hear about your weekend, please. Only if it was mundane, though. If you had a bit of a mundane weekend, tell us all about it, please. 8-12-15 to text. The more mundane, the better. Was it really, really boring? Was it really, really dull? Tell us the excruciating details. 8-12-15 to text or tweet at Absolute Radio. Matt Dyson, did you have a mundane weekend?
The most mundane thing that happened to me was a couple of weeks ago, I bought a bike cover for two bikes to protect them from the rain in our garden. My daughter Bess's bike, so they don't go rusty.
That's adorable.
Ordered it like click and collect a couple of weeks ago. I thought I'll go and get that at some point, and I never get round to it because it's quite a drive. I was like, I can't be bothered, I'll do it tomorrow. I keep putting it off and Halfords have cancelled it. they've said you're taking too long to come and get this.
They've just
sent
it back.
Here's a refund, see you later. Time waster.
Without even asking you.
We've been called a time waster.
You need an assistant, mate.
I had a missed call that I think may have been from them last week, but still.
Well, it's your own fault, then.
It is my fault, but it's just, it felt unnecessary.
Well, I think they besmirched you, actually.
I mean, how busy is their warehouse? They can't just keep hold of it for a couple
of
weeks.
Matt, if everyone did that, attitude.
That's true. Yeah.
I knew Emma was going to say something like that.
Bursting, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
Exactly.
I can't hold on to everything for everyone. Yeah.
So now are you going to reorder or are you going to take your business elsewhere?
like you say, because I think they probably are in the right, so I'll reorder.
Okay, yeah. So this is less of a mundane weekend, more of you just being ridiculous.
Yes, yeah. But it's incredibly mundane.
Yes, don't get me wrong, it was deliciously mundane. first thing we did in our weekend was went to the tip right?
Oh, I love that. That's
nice. Dumped some old wood, didn't we? Yeah. And I got told off for putting cardboard in the non-cardboard bit.
Well, right? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't thinking. That was a problem. And then we went to a furniture shop around the corner, right next to the tip, and my four-year-old daughter, Aggie, walked into the furniture shop, walked between two wardrobes, and was sick.
Oh, wow.
Sorry if you're having a breakfast right now. I can only apologise.
Yeah. She was so upset about you mixing the cardboard.
Exactly.
Made her physically ill.
She cares about the environment. Yeah. And rightfully so. Rightfully so.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
20 to 7 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave. Hi to Kirsty Eyre on Twitter. It's her birthday today, by the way. She and also John have both asked separately whether Five Celebs £5 is returning today. Yeah. It is returning today. Something for us to all look forward to, or to dread, one of the two.
Less than an hour away, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, the countdown's on. Yeah. Can we come to you for a quick time check every 5 minutes, just when, how long we've got left?
Five celebrities. It's been a few months, hasn't it?
It has been a few months, isn't it? Yeah, exciting times. We'll get to that, as Matt said, in under an hour's time now. Meantime, want to hear about your weekends, please? Were they mundane? Pick the most mundane part of your weekend and tell us about it. All the details, please. 8-12-15 to text, or you can tweet at Absolute Radio. Emma Jones, I saw you were at a birthday party over the weekend.
Yeah, it's first birthday party season. They're all turning. Yeah. They're all turning one. So it's like we have a first birthday party every weekend at the moment. That's my life now.
Yes. Yeah.
And forevermore, pretty much. Hate to break it to you.
They're not going to be one forever. It'll be like two, then three, then four.
Yes, thanks for pointing that out.
But yeah, they're not too bad, the first birthday parties, because they're basically more about the adults.
Yes.
Get a bit of cake, get a bit of booze. Yeah. It's not too bad.
But I think I'm right in saying, Matt, I've certainly found this, that the older they get, the worse the birthdays tend to get, because you get into the realms of the worst two words in the English language. Soft play.
Yeah, because the first birthdays tend to be at home, don't they?
Yes.
Not much organised fun, is there?
Yeah, as Emma says, you can have a little wine in the kitchen.
Yeah, soft play is hellish. But it's great because they do all the food for you and you pay a little bit more and they supply it. They do everything for you. So they take it out of your hands. So
are you advertising soft play?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought this was another Matt Dyson on the take.
We used to do outlandish different parties for our kids.
Tell me more.
Well, we did that one in the wood.
We know about the Blair Witch
one. Party that we did.
What?
You see that? Well, no, it was just a party in some woodland in Bedfordshire.
Well, everyone had video cameras.
It just looked a bit bleak. on the pictures. Looking back.
What, you set this up?
Yeah, it was.
Which of your children was this for?
It was from Maggie, I think. She was about five.
Did you email her, informing her the details?
She was up for it, but it was just a bit cold. It was still March, so it was, it was cold, grey and really grim looking. Yeah.
Okay, I think we've learned a lesson about what and what not to do kids' birthdays.
Book a soft play.
Please don't go to the woods. If you take anything away from today's show, don't take the kids to the woods. 8-12-15 is our text number. Your Monday weekends, please.
Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Create a modern look in your home and refresh your flooring for less with Schindler Grey Oak Laminate Flooring. Was £13.50 per square metre, now £11 per square metre. Shop now.
Be house proud with Wix.
I play this for Daisy in Stoke, who says, I was mocked mercilessly all weekend for saying love you lots to Dave on Friday. A golden moment in the show. Not quite as good as this golden moment, though, from recent times.
Right. Good luck.
Here he goes. And he's out of the studio.
Good morning.
My favourite. Talking to the security guard, wasn't it?
Favourite bit about that was how annoyed you got, Emma, and rightfully so. I think you spoke for the people then.
Really? What did I say?
I don't know.
You just sounded so irritated by it.
I think you said the phrase,
the disrespect.
The disrespect, honestly. When Matt leaves the studio for five words, £5,000, he cares for no man.
Yes.
And rightly
so. I deliberately
so.
Shut the door loudly to annoy Dave.
good. Well, we're not going to do that today, but we are going to do social ammo after 7 o'clock. Now, Matt Dyson, what is coming up in the social ammo?
Well, it's a fashion special. Find out what item of clothing is classed as the new status symbol among the rich and the powerful. One type of jumper, they're all wearing it. Find out what it is next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 9 playlists. We played Phantom Planet on Noughties only moments ago. Shout out to the OC. ATB on 90s and John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John on Absolute Radio 70s. Get them all on the free Absolute Radio app right now. The show comes with pretty much whatever playlist you want. Download if you haven't done so already. All right, 12 minutes past 7. Good morning, it's Ben Burrell here with Dave Berry. Matt Dyson, yes. What's happening on the socials?
Okay, Sunak, Arteta, Beckham,
finally,
Prince Harry, all successful, powerful men, yeah, all have one thing in common, mm-hmm, their love of the quarter zipper jumper.
What?
That is the new status symbol for men of a certain position.
Wait a second.
Article that's been shared. No, it goes all the way down.
You've got a full zip, mate.
I've got the fleece.
What does that make you?
Supermarket delivery driver's fleece, and it goes all the way down.
What does that make you?
It means I'm not quite at that status level. I'll work towards the quarter zipper at some point. I don't think I've ever owned one, really. I prefer a full zip.
Not since the 90s, I don't think.
I think it's a status symbol. It's more of a dad uniform.
Well, yes.
Shots fired at our Prime Minister there.
Well, there was a big article in The Guardian over the weekend about the quarter zipper that's been shared left, right and centre on the socials. And the fashion editor of GQ magazine, Angelo Mitakos, easy for me to say, he says it's similar to what we saw with Crocs. They were once reviled,
yes,
but are now worn by stars like Justin Bieber. Mm. And so if it's because the full crew neck jumper and polo neck can feel too stuffy and dated, mm-hmm, the quarter zip is sort of modern and has more style credentials.
It's got a work from home vibe on a Friday.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Well, this is partly
on a Zoom call.
Yeah, it's partly down to the pandemic because it's a bit more casual. So if you are on a Zoom call and you don't want to iron a shirt and put a tie on, mm-hmm, you can get away with just a simple quarter zip.
I'm going to say something right now, and forgive me for saying this phrase, but I believe it's called finance core, the way people dress. That's
really?
That's the kind of fashion.
Wow.
Like a gilet on top. I feel physically sick saying these words.
Yeah. Ah, yes, a gilet on top.
Yeah.
Thing in the city. But yeah, I mean, apparently everyone in the city is wearing them. There are a lot. You can buy all different types of quarter zip.
This is not another advertisement for you, is it?
Even Stone Island do a quarter zip.
Do they? With a badge on?
Which is amazing.
I'm going to get you one for your birthday.
Badge on Stone Island quarter zip.
I think you could pull that off, actually.
But yeah, for the successful hooligan chic guy.
Your words.
So look out for it. Look out for the quarter zip because they're on the rise. Sales are going through the roof, apparently. M&S has seen a 60% rise in quarter zip. It's just a little trend to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people talking about the football over the weekend, of course, on the stage after that shock result for Liverpool.
What was going on?
No one really saw that coming, did they?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. I'm ashamed to say I got into bed at 8:30 last night, which is pathetic, but I had an early start, didn't I? I got to be at the quarter to.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it because I've been getting ready for bed and I thought 7-0.
Liverpool beat, saw like the last 10 minutes and we still saw about 5 goals.
Yeah,
did
weird.
You?
They saw
so many. Was it late?
Sort of gave up.
Yeah. Really, love it. Yeah, wow. Yeah, what a result.
Yes, but staying with football, I have another football cliche montage for you. Yes, they keep on coming from Brian's Gun, the Twitter page and content creator. The latest football cliche they put together is the rub of the green. You never hear anyone really saying that, except maybe in golf. I think the phrase actually comes from Crown Green Bowls for an obstacle or an imperfection on the pitch.
Mm.
Meaning you don't get the rub of the green. You never hear anyone say it as much as football managers. Though.
You need a bit of rub of the green now and again.
A little bit of the rub of the green.
Getting a bit of rub of the green.
The rub of the green, if that's the way you want to put it.
You know, the rub of the green, so to speak.
The rub of the green.
The rub of the green.
It's nice to get the rub of the green.
You're not getting out the rub of the green.
No, we didn't get the rub of the green.
We haven't had the rub of the green, but we don't really get the rub of the green.
I don't think we're quite getting the rub of the green. That's just the rub of the green at the moment.
Rub of the green.
Again, that's the rub of the green.
They didn't get the rub of the green on a few occasions.
They just haven't had the run of the green.
Run of the green.
Oh, run of the green.
Yeah, so he got confused, yeah.
Could I just say we had Bruce, Dyche and Warnock in there, the Holy Trinity.
Exactly, yeah. That's no messing about. So I hope you get the rub of the green with your quarter zipper this week. That is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:20 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Can't wait to buy you the new Stone Island quarter zip for your birthday.
Yes.
treat you.
Did you see that guy with Noel Gallagher over the weekend when he was
on Soccer AM? Yeah.
What an outfit.
He looked incredible. I'm surprised they didn't make your social ammo, actually.
Yes,
that went sort of mini viral.
Yeah. It was. He was wearing a full Stone Island suit, would you call it? It's a kind of army uniform. It looked crazy.
Yeah, it was like, it was sort of camouflage, wasn't it? But not really.
Yes,
sort of like a
yeah.
Stone Roses psychedelic camouflage.
Yeah, psychedelic camouflage Stone Island. That's another fashion tip for you.
Yeah, and it was a double badge as well.
Yeah, he was a double badge.
He posed for a photo in it, this guy, with Noel Gallagher. And Noel Gallagher, at the best of times, doesn't look too impressed.
No,
he was severely
sheepish.
Sheepish was right, actually.
Very fashionable in comparison.
You are correct. That'll be available on your social media of choice.
Yes.
It's all over the internet this morning. Moving on to more important things, we have a returning game that I don't want to call the best game in the history of this radio station, but I'm going to anyway. It's Five Celebrities, £5. Now, Matt Dyson, give us a little overview of how this game works.
Well, we haven't played it this year, so it's very exciting to see its return. I'm pretty sure we haven't played it in 2023.
Wow.
You get a Christian name. Mm-hmm. You have to come up with a celebrity surname to match it. Christian name.
You got your quarter zip on. Christian name.
Yes. First name. Sorry. Sorry for being traditional.
Sorry, what, Mark. Do they always bicker this much? What's happened since I last covered? You two had a falling out or something?
No, I don't know what James.
I haven't
heard
Christian name for
years.
I loved it.
I don't think I've said it for a long time.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I wasn't planning to say it, but it slipped out. Sometimes these things. These boomer expressions slip out of my control.
So, yeah, you do get a Christian name, and then you have to fill in, obviously, the surname to the Christian name. Can't stop saying it now.
To complete a celebrity.
Mm.
A good celebrity. Yeah.
If you match all five with a team member that's playing with you, then you win five whole pounds.
But it's not as big as five words, five pounds.
No, but who cares? It's more frivolous. It's more fun.
Yes, it's fun. It's fun.
If you want to play this morning, send your name to 81215. Just your name. Send that and that alone to 81215. That means we could be calling you back and you could be winning £5 on the show this morning. If you want to brighten our Monday morning, have a little bit of a laugh with us, just text your name to 81215. Let's have a quick trial run now, shall we, Matt? What if I was to give you the name, the Christian name, David?
David Tennant.
Okay, he's not gone for Barry, that's awkward.
No, more as a Dave, isn't it, really?
Okay, yeah. Sean?
Sean Ryder.
Oh, good one. Kate?
Winslet.
Yes. Okay, that is as easy as it gets this game, so get involved right now.
It's winnable.
£5 is winnable this morning. You could be a meal deal. You could be getting a meal deal this afternoon.
Yeah.
Just text your name to 81215 and you could be playing Five Celebs £5 this morning.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Stylish, practical and affordable. Shop Wix Lifestyle Kitchens online and in store. Ready to take home today and install when suits you.
Be house proud. With Wix.
7:38 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
Now, Dave is off this week, and obviously he usually brings you the award-winning game, Five Words, £5,000, every single day. Yes, radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. That's not the case, though, this week. I'm not authorised to say it, but I can play everyone's second favourite game on the radio, the budget version of this game, Five Celebrities, £5. Sure, it is the budget version, isn't it? But, you know, I'd say much more fun.
Low stakes, but high fun.
Or sometimes just low stakes and low fun. But we'll find out, though.
We've had some disasters. Yeah,
we have. Yeah, don't speak about the Scottish incident.
It got taken off air for a while.
It went to feature jail, didn't it?
Checkered history.
That was a difficult time. I had to beg the boss to bring it back.
Yeah, no,
ridiculous. Anyway, playing this morning is Jerry on line number one. Jerry, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Jerry, how are you and where are you?
I'm basically travelling home, going to County Durham.
Oh, right. And what road are you on right now? Give us a little travel update.
I've just pulled off of the M1 so I can be somewhere safe and talk to you guys. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. How was the traffic on the M1? All good?
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's fine.
Nice. And you're coming off the night shift now, so you finish work?
Yeah.
What do you do as a job?
I work on the railway.
Oh, nice. Very nice. What, were you fixing the track last night?
Maintenance.
Maintenance.
Yeah,
okay.
Make sure it's still working, basically.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd get the train back up to County Durham, but you've chosen to drive.
No,
I mean,
I've got
say?
My work van, so.
That speaks volumes, yeah, that does. Yeah, yeah.
No, leave Jerry alone, all
right? Says a lot.
Okay, Jerry, this is very simple, this game. As Matt was saying earlier, you're going to get five Christian names. All you have to do is give us a surname of a celebrity. If you match those with... Don't do that gesture. If you match those with the team member you're playing with this morning, you win five whole pounds. Now, if you were to win the money, mate, how would you spend your riches?
To be honest, I'd probably get a Greggs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They have them on the M1 service stations now, so you'd be laughing. Can we get it to him that quickly?
I hope so, yeah. Quick wire transfer. You'll have it before your own, mate. If you win, of course. Let's find out who you're playing with this morning. Let's spin the random name generator.
Player generator. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Hope it's not Glenn.
Glenn
Matt Dyson.
Matt Dyson!
Yes.
Off
on,
you
Jerry,
pop out the studio,
this.
Please. Yes. Feel free to say hi to Bernard, our front of house manager, on the way out. I just saw him knocking around there with some milk. All right, Matt's going to leave the studio. He's left. Now, okay. All right, Jerry. Five names. You ready, mate?
Yep.
All right, best of luck. Name number one, the Christian name, is Henry.
Cavill.
Yeah. That's quite hard. I can't think of anyone else apart from that. Cavill, okay. Name number two, Michael.
Myers.
Mm-hmm, okay. Name number three is Victoria.
Beckham.
Yes. Name number four is Steve.
Jobs.
Okay, that's good. These are good. Fifth and final name is Megan.
Fox.
Megan Fox, yes! All right, good names there. We'll see if we can match them, Matt, after this. Stay there.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Today and tomorrow, Trade Pro members get 15% off everything in-store and online. Not a member? Join today for future exclusive discounts.
Be house proud with Wix.
10 to 8 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
These were some good, good names from Jerry. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome him back. Jerry, good morning, mate.
Morning.
Those were good names, like I was saying. I think really, really strong. I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to walk away from today's show with five whole pounds. You could be going to Greg's, my friend. What would you get if you had £5 in your back
good
pocket?
Good question.
I'd probably get something veggie or vegan.
Okay, yeah, vegan sausage roll, maybe a four-pack of yum-yums as well. You could probably afford all of that.
£5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the world is your oyster in Greggs, although maybe not just a £5 value, more likely. Matt, you are the person that was randomly generated to play this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
£5 on the line, my friend. Come on,
Jerry.
Get Jerry that vegan sausage roll and the yum-yums. Okay, Matt, name number one. The Christian name was Henry. Now, just think about this, right?
That's not big Henrys. Okay.
What? Just think, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I just love superhero films. That's personally. Cavill, is that what you're going for?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Very nearly went Cooper. And then Kelly as well.
Henry
Hoover. Oh, yeah, I was thinking Henry Hoover.
Hoover. I believe his full name is Henry the Hoover. Thanks. Name number two. The Christian name was Michael.
Cain.
Oh.
Surely, Jerry. Come on.
Myers.
Oh, from the Halloween.
Well, Mike Myers is what we're going to go for.
Weird choice.
All
okay,
right.
Fictional.
No, leave Jerry alone,
mate. I've had that one before, though.
Mike, yeah.
That's a popular one.
Mike Myers. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try and save face and get the others. Victoria was the third name.
Becca.
Yeah, of course. Name number four was Steve.
Steve? For some reason, the first one that came into it. Now it doesn't matter, I'll say it. Ovette.
Who's that?
Who is that?
He was an 80s middle distance runner. For some reason, he came straight to me.
Jerry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, mate. You're having to go
Jerry's
through this.
Not laughing along. He's not impressed.
I don't blame him. No. I've just lost out on a vegan sausage roll and some yum yums, mate. All because of your weird 80s middle distance icons.
Steve Jobs.
All right, fifth and final name. Yes, Jobs, yeah. Fifth and final name. Megan. Any 80s middle distance
runners? Well, is it Megan or Megan? Are we pronouncing it Megan or Megan?
Megan, come on.
Megan. Markle.
No. Fox Megan is Fox. What Jerry went for. Listen, Jerry,
I
I'm so sorry.
The Stallion.
I'm just going to fade Matt down now. Okay, he's gone, Jerry. It's okay. He can't hurt you anymore. Listen, mate, have a great day. Have a safe journey home. Sorry you're not going to get anything from Greg's, but it's been great having you on the show this morning.
Oh, I'll still get something from Greg, that's fine.
Go on, treat yourself, mate.
He doesn't need us.
He doesn't need us. He doesn't need you, Matt Dyson, see? We're going to do this all again tomorrow, where hopefully we will not mention any 80s middle distance runners.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just about to go 14 minutes past 8 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. My name is Ben Burrell. I'm in for Dave all this week. Lots of fallout from Five Celebs £5 this morning, Matt. Hi to Grant on Twitter, who says Five Celebs £5 is my new favourite drinking game. It's led me to the drink after that round. Gav Jones on Twitter says, don't worry, Matt Dyson, you're not the only one who thought of Steve Avett straight away, mate. Loads of people saying that, actually. This says, Matt might have stumbled into a brand new feature. Why doesn't he just update us on the nation's sporting heroes from the 80s? Why stop at Steve Avett? How about getting Colin Jackson on? How about updating us on what Fatima Whitbread is up to?
Why
and
not?
Nigel Mansell, too.
Great, I'm on board.
Wouldn't be the worst feature on the station. Yeah. And got to say hi once again to Jerry from County Durham, who says he got his Greggs and it was lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no thanks to you though, Matt Dyson and Steve Avett. Both on the blacklist. If you do want to say hello this morning, please do. 81215 is our text number. You can find us on Twitter at Absolute Radio. You'll need both those as we discussed being besmirched by targeted ads. Right. This happens to me quite a lot. I'm assuming it happens to other people as well.
Yeah.
You know that when you go on Instagram, for example, and you're scrolling through stories, every now and then a little advert will pop up, won't it?
Yeah.
And usually they're targeted adverts. And sometimes they're very niche targeted adverts, like if you've clicked on a particular account or whatever, it will target you with that advert. But sometimes it's just if you're in the age range, they'll just go, he's in his 30s, you'll have that. I keep getting targeted ads for hair regrowth.
Oh, no.
Like ones like rosemary oil, another one's like a treatment you can get in like some place in Newcastle. Yeah, and I've not got the best hair, granted. Terrible hair.
Though,
it's very straight. Yeah, but it's a full head of hair. I don't need it.
Luscious.
It's besmirching me.
Yes, it is.
Say that again.
Luscious.
Oh, yeah. It's luscious.
Thick head of hair.
Yeah.
You don't need that yet.
I don't need it, but they've just thought,
exactly. Something to bear in mind.
Yeah. They've just thought, he's getting on a bit. He's probably losing his hair. Let's just target him with that.
Lazy marketing, isn't it?
Yeah. If you've had this too, if you've been besmirched by a targeted ad, let us know. 81215 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Mine's pretty bad. Matt, I believe yours is worse.
I keep getting targeted by the people who basically, it's basically Spanks for men. so it's like, they ultra sculpt shaping high rise slim stretch boxer shorts.
Oh.
So it's the boxer shorts where you have a big bit that you pull over your belly and it sucks it
right in.
And I get them all the time. I think I must have watched it once and thought, that's quite a good idea. That's quite a good idea.
I'm going to ask this once. Yeah. Right, just be honest with me. Have you purchased them?
I haven't purchased them. They cost about 40 quid. I'm like, that's a good idea, but I'm not spending like 40 quid on
Do you know what?
Pants.
I'm just going to make a note. Get Matt the Stone Island quarter zip jacket and Spanx for birthday. Okay, good. 81215 to text or tweet at Absolute Radio. Have you been besmirched by a targeted ad? Possibly the weirdest texture on the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Have you been besmirched by a targeted ad? The question we all want to know the answer to. 81215 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. By the way, before we get to that, Michelle just says, Steve Avett used to shop back in the 80s at Safeways, where I used to work.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Another
nice.
Steve Avett mention, yeah? Very 80s text there with Safeways and Steve in there.
Yes.
Lovely to see. Anyway, 8-12-15 to text or tweet at Absolute Radio. Have you come across a targeted ad recently that you've taken a little bit of offence to? Sue says, Ben, at least you're not getting adverts for funeral plans and direct cremation. Direct cremation. Is there an indirect cremation? Yeah, the mind boggles at that. Hi, Ben. I keep getting ads for gastric band surgery abroad, says Robin.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
This is my favourite so far. I don't quite know how Christine should take this, but she says, I keep getting adverts for monocles.
Oh, wow.
That just says to me she's earning a lot of money.
Yeah, I suppose
it's
so.
Part of high society.
Income.
Yeah. More, please. 8-12-15 to text on this, or you can tweet at Absolute Radio.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Looking to add some colour to your home? Shop the huge range of paint. Right now, get two for £30 on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion.
Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here and for Dave Berry. And when Dave does return next week, he'll be horrified at some of the textings on the show this morning. We're going to get back to the texting of being besmirched by targeted ads. Some good ones coming in. Before we do, another quick Steve-O Vet update. Yeah. Matt, just recap on why we're talking about the 80s middle distance runner this morning.
It was five celebrities, £5. Mm-hmm. The name was Steve. The Christian name was Steve. A vet came straight into my head. Mm. I can't explain why. I hadn't done any research on it or anything, so my knowledge was a bit off, because I said he had a big rivalry with Cram, Steve Cram. Mm. Lots of people, including Susan in Durham, saying the main rivalry was Seb Coe. And that's true. In the 80s, they had a big rivalry. They faced each other in the 800 metres and the 1500 finals at the Moscow Olympics in 1980, as we heard earlier, with the Hypebeast Womble.
Yes.
Cram did also race. There was a couple of races where all three of them, the three heavyweights of 80s middle distance, went
together. More coming up in the sport news.
Yeah, thank you. The world's gone a vet crazy. Alison in Coventry sent us a lovely story.
Tell me.
She listened to the Avet Co-Olympic race on Whitby Beach after plonking herself down next to a total stranger who had it on the radio. Oh. It gripped the nation, this rivalry. She was 14 at the time, and it was the most exciting race she'd ever heard.
That wouldn't happen these days, would it?
The power of radio.
That text was like sent from the past. That was wonderful.
The power of a vet.
You're tearing up, aren't you?
He captured the mood of a nation.
We've got to get him on. I want a vet on this show before Friday. Get him on, producer Mark.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:36 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Dave Berry's on holiday this week, so it's Ben Burrell in for him. When you're on social media, and by the way, saying social media in front of the king of the socials is such a joy. Your social ammo has just it's told me so much about the world. Thank you.
Yeah. Great,
when you're on social media, you do get targeted ads. These are adverts that people think are relevant to you. But have you been besmirched by those targeted ads? I keep getting adverts to make my hair thicker, even though it's pretty... It's all right, isn't it, Matt? It's luscious.
Don't need it.
What was your one?
It was for male Spanx.
Yes. How could I forget? Sean says, boxes. I get that too, actually.
Ah, yes.
He says, you could become Spanx Brothers. Maybe you Sean Spanx Brother?
Brothers in Spanx. Yeah, nice.
Yes, is that yes to that?
Well, like I said, I found the cost prohibitively expensive.
Oh, okay. So, no, Sean, you're on your own there, mate. Sorry about that. This says, I get a suggested page to follow on Instagram. It's the Alvita Sane Pet Fan Group. I'm 40, yes. Says Jay.
You won't be surprised to learn that I already follow them.
You already follow
Twitter.
It?
Yeah, I love it. So 80s.
Wow. This says, Ben, I get served ads for chair-based yoga, says Anonymous. Ooh. Oh, you don't want to get up, do you, when you get to a certain age, do you? This says, I keep getting targeted emails about surgery for incontinence. 8-12-15. Have you been besmirched by a targeted ad? Let us know.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Looking to add some colour to your home? Shop the huge range of paint. Right now, get two for £29 on Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion.
Be house proud with Wix.
Just seen Stephen's tweet to you, Matt Dyson. He says, I was named after Steve Ovett.
There we go.
Good to know.
His legacy is real.
Oh, he says he's a bit of a legend in Brighton. There's a statue of him on the seafront.
There you go.
Oh,
you live in Brighton.
I live there.
You're not aware of his work.
I'm going to go and find that statue this afternoon. I was going to go spend time with my four-year-old daughter, but no more.
Take it. It's a day trip, isn't it?
Let's go. Oh, she'll love that. Statue. Here's the statue of Steve Ovett. Let's move on from Steve Ovett, who has dominated today's show.
Yeah.
Let's move on to a little bit of pun action, shall we? Let's smash together. Well, not Steve Ovette in the playlist, which
was
my original idea.
It's quite closely linked to Steve Ovette, though.
But we're gonna smash together track and field and the playlist. Your best puns, please, involving music and the sport of track and field. 8-12-15 to text or tweet at Absolute Radio. I'll go first. As usual, my puns aren't the best. It's not my forte, really. Somewhere Ovette the Rainbow, I went
very
for.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Start a gun. Word up. Not my best. Okay. this is worse than I remember when I was writing it down. How about the song Handle With Care from the Javelin Wilburys? The Travelling Wilburys.
The Javelin Wilburys.
That's good, yeah.
I like it,
Matt, what about you?
Get Ovette It by OK Go Vet. anything
so
by Alanis Morris Ovette. And Ovette and Ovette and Ovette and Ovette.
Wow,
like
it's
a monkey
hat
with
trick.
A miniature symbol. Hot chip, yeah.
A lovely thing as well.
Strictly Ovette for me.
Wow, a triple Ovette. Thank you for that. What a moment. Emma Jones, what about you?
I can't believe no one's done Little Red Ovette.
Oh, no!
Matt, in one pun, she's blown yours out of the water.
Yeah. I also got Baby Got Track and
that's excellent.
Hurdle on the Dance Floor.
Oh, Emma Jones takes it.
Very good.
8-12-15. We want your puns, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Monday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio. No songs repeated 9 to 5, Monday to Friday on this radio station. You're welcome to it. And at the start of the no repeat guarantee, we are doing the Daily Smash. We are smashing together the playlist and track and field, all after the fact we've dedicated a lot of the show to Steve Ovette, haven't we, Matt? A hero of yours, a hero of ours, and I mean ours in terms of the country.
The great co-Ovette rivalry of the 80s, Cram popping in for a bit later on in the 80s as well. Yeah.
Triple
fun
threat.
Times.
So smash together the playlist and track and field. Please, 8-12-15 to text Catherine Barnsley. And by the way, some of these are good and some of these are bad. I just want to warn you, okay? Catherine Barnsley says, what about the triple jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters?
Nice.
Not bad.
Good.
Caroline in Wrexham says, Ready to Rumble by Ant and Decathlon.
Yes.
Decathlon.
Yes.
Decathlon.
Yeah.
So, all right. What have you seen, Matt?
Steeplechase and Status from Stu.
Brilliant.
In Newcastle. Amy on the school run says, how about Discus in which
that's
is
good.
Very good. And Rich the Cabbie in Salisbury has gone for Usain in the Membrane.
That's excellent.
Still very nice.
Matt in Nebworth says Limford Biscuit.
Oh, genius.
More, please. 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it. There ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show featuring Ben Burrell and Matt Dyson and quite a lot of Steve Ovette.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
What a bad show. Oh, it's really bad, wasn't
it? Well, I mean, if you're a fan of Steve Ovette, you would have loved it.
Oh, that's true. If you were Steve Ovette.
Career,
I hope Steve was listening. I bet he loved it.
He lived in Australia. Some people are speculating that he may have left Brighton and gone to live in Australia.
Oh, that's damning, because I was trying to get him on.
When the producers track him down, we'll find out.
Yeah. I want him and you running around Golden Square, rather.
Oh, that would be a dream.
At the end of the week.
Yeah.
You've finally his greatest match.
Why, we both put a pair of male spanks on it. On a square. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
If you didn't hear earlier in the show when we were talking about that, that would just sound mad, you saying that. Some sort of dark fantasy leaking out on air. Anyway, we've got to name the podcast before we finish today's show. Two options for you today. I mean, somewhat predictably, Steve Ovette features in one of them. Ovette Co Cram.
Oh, yes, the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, that's a choice.
80s track and field.
Mm-hmm. Or I haven't heard Christian name in years, which was Emma Jones scolding you during Five Celebs,
really
£5.
Scolded me
for
my old-fashioned ways. But I think we should just go simple. Ovette, Co, Cram.
Yes, I agree. I support that decision. The podcast will be available very, very soon, wherever you get your podcasts from, and via our free app too. Go and give it a listen. We're back here tomorrow morning from 6. We'll see you then.